This is the Colorado Real Estate Experience, where we talk about building wealth through real estate ownership. My name is Dick Girard, and today we are going to talk about the basis of starting your wealth building. Should you be renting or should you buy? When is the time to buy your first home? So there's a lot of things that go on with that decision. You know, how long are you going to be in the place that you're at? What's your job situation? What's your plans for the future? Are you single? Are you married? Are you starting a family? All those things have to come into play when you're making a decision on whether you should buy your own home versus renting. But I think for wealth building, the sooner you can buy your first home, the better off you're going to be. Because I'm going to show you some numbers here in a minute that will really solidify that and really show you that financial-wise, the sooner you can get in there, the better. Now, if you are going to move within a year or even 2 years, maybe it's not the right thing to buy a house, but maybe it is, because maybe you could rent that house later on after you move out. But the big thing is you have to have somewhat of a plan to get started. But let's look at some numbers here and really kind of go through where the numbers really, really fall out. So as you can see here, if you're listening on the podcast, I will be able to send you this report where you can see the numbers in general. If you want to just text the word rent to 720-650-6440, I'll send this report right out to you, and you can see the numbers that we're talking about. But if we do a simple comparison and do a $400,000 house versus renting, so buying a $400,000 house, which is, you know, a little bit below the average in the Denver metro area, but let's go with $400,000 just to make the numbers kind of easy here. So if you are renting, let's just say typical rent is about $2,000 for that type of a property, and you might not even be getting a $400,000 house for that kind of rent. But let's just say $2,000 is about where the rents are. So if you look at buying a house versus renting, so if you the biggest thing that I think that a lot of people don't realize is, you know, rents continue to go up. So if you really, in this market, rents have gone up tremendously, housing prices have gone up tremendously, but the people that bought 2 years ago or even 3 years ago have locked in their payments. So that's the other thing about buying versus renting, is you are able to actually lock in your payment, and you're going to know where that payment is for the next, obviously up to 30 years if you do a 30-year loan. And the only thing that can change is your taxes and insurance can go up a little bit, but your basic principal and interest payment is locked in. Where if you rent, you might be locked in for a year or 6 months, however long your lease is, but after that, you know, it's going to go up in the future. So it's something that you have to look at that way too. If you really are trying to lock in your a rate, then it is something that you should look at owning versus renting for sure. So let's look at the numbers. So rent's $2,000. Let's say your insurance is $28. So you got $2,028. And we'll say the annual rental increase is about 3%. And that's probably a little bit low, but let's just keep that number low at 3%. So if you buy a house, your principal and interest payment is going to be, and this is $400,000, putting 5% down. So we do have programs that you could put a little bit less money down, but let's just do the 5% down for now and just kind of use those numbers. If you would like some different numbers, you know, just text me and to that 720-650-6440, let me know what numbers that you're looking for, and I can put those exact numbers in for your report. So if you, our principal and interest payment is $1,760. Property taxes and insurance are about $450. And let's just throw in some maintenance and repairs for about $166 a month. That will, because you own it now, so you can't go to your landlord and say, hey, you need to fix something. You gotta plan on having some maintenance on there too. So your monthly expense is going to be about $2,381. So it is about $300 more a month when you factor in all those costs to versus renting. But the biggest thing that you get is you are getting an appreciation gain. So instead of your rent going up 3%, now your home price is going to go up, and the historical average for the Denver metro area is 5.29%. So if we just figure that historical average, and I put this out to about to a 9-year, if you are going to keep the place for a 9-year span, you're going to get an appreciation of $236,000. And you're also going to pay your loan down by $73,000. So if you factor in your cash flow difference of that $300 a month, you know, that cash flow difference is about $14,000. And then you look at the appreciation, your amortization, and then you look at your cost to sell the place in 9 years, which we'll do a typical 6% real estate commission. So that's going to be about $38,000. You've got sometimes you used to be able to get a big tax benefit, but with the standard deduction now, it's not as big of a tax benefit, but that could come back in the future to have some tax benefits. But if you look at this, after 9 years, you are going to gain, just owning the place and paying a little bit more per month, $250,000. I mean, where else are you going to make that kind of money? You have to live somewhere. You have to pay. But you've heard it. A lot of people have said for a long time, you know, don't pay yourself the rent instead of paying your landlord the rent. Your landlord's getting rich. You need to get rich too. Well, these numbers really show. And it shows after 1 year, you know, you've lost a little bit of money because of the cost to sell and all those types of things. But if you look after year two, three, four, you know, after 5 years, you've gained $100,000. Where else are you going to gain $100,000 and be able to live there? You need some place to live, so you might as well make some money on the place that you're living. But if you look at this, you know, 9 years, $250,000. After 10 years, it's almost $300,000 that you're going to make with just a modest return. We've had returns in the past of 10-15%. So but if you just average it out to 5% return, you know, 5.29%, it's a tremendous opportunity to gain wealth. And this is what we're talking about by creating wealth through real estate. You have to live somewhere. You have to pay to live there. So you might as well pay yourself and make that money in the future. So I would love to answer any questions that anybody has. If you want this report, I'll be happy to send it out to you. 720-650-6440. Just text the word rent and I'll send this report right out. And if you want some different numbers, just text me those numbers and I will put those numbers in here. And we can do, you know, answer any questions that you have. If you would like to get some more information, you know, some other podcasts, you know, the Colorado Real Estate Experience is on Apple, Spotify, all over the place. So you can find us there. You can also go to www.coloradomortgageadvice.com And there's a lot of information there also. So let me know if you have any questions at all about renting versus buying. But as you can see, you have to live somewhere. So you might as well gain some wealth and gain, some appreciation and some, pay down those loans. So getting a loan, putting $5,000 or 5% down on a $400,000 house, and you're going to gain, $250,000 in 9 years. It's, I don't know where else you can get that kind of investment. So let me know if you have any questions. And have a great week, and we will be back next week to give you some more information on building wealth through real estate. Have a great day.